This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Today with guest hosts Aaron and Rudy Davis from the Year of Jubilee Prison Ministry in Dallas, Texas.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Aaron. Did you want to say anything about Regina and her efforts to eradicate fluoride from the water supply?
Oh, yeah. Everybody remembers Regina and Berger up here in Dallas, Texas, and she's still fighting as hard as she can against the poison hydrofluorosilicic acid that's being added to our drinking water. You know, you can't say no fluoride as in don't add, you can't say take the fluoride out because it is naturally occurring, but what they're doing is they're bumping up the fluoride levels. So we don't want them to add the fluoride to our water, which costs taxpayers here in Dallas over $1 million. And she is working relentlessly to get that fluoride stuff being added to our water. And if you ask me, I think that's why our country is asleep, is because they are being fluoridated, and it's making people really, really dumb. And that's a problem in our, especially in when we look at it from the prison ministry, especially in the jury box. And if you want to learn more about jury rights, you can go to fija.org. It's Fully Informed Jury Association. If there's no victim, then there's no crime. And the fastest way to stop these bad laws that are locking up all these prisoners in our country is to vote not guilty in the guilty in the jury box. You know, your money goes a lot further supporting Fully Informed Jury Association than it does supporting candidates, because that's the fastest way to change those bad laws. Because if these bad laws keep getting voted not guilty, then the prosecution and the judge won't be bringing these cases forward.
Amen, amen. The last line of peaceful defense between a tyrannical government and the defendant is jury nullification. Amen, amen.
Find out what it's all about before it's too late.
Amen. Aaron, would you mind telling everybody what Regina's website is for eradicating fluoride? Because nobody works harder than Regina and Berger to get rid of the fluoride. And I forget the name of the website. Is it?
I think it's Dogs Against Fluoridation.
Well, we'll check it out. We'll make sure that we give you guys that. And but check out her website, because we believe that's an important cause, and we praise God for Regina and the activism that she and the work that she has put forth. But let me go back to Schaefer Cox. I want to arm you guys with the information you need to learn about this man named Schaefer Cox. And the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. And so when you watch a speech given by Schaefer Cox, that was my first introduction. I was about to go to sleep. It was a long day. A lot of, you know, been working on the trucks, and, you know, I was just very tired. And I was, my wife turns on her, you know, device and starts playing the speech from Schaefer Cox, and she turned it up. I think she did that on purpose so I would hear him speak. And I just simply could not go to sleep. I had to listen to Schaefer Cox give this speech on YouTube. It's called the Montana Speech. Sometimes it's referred to as the Solution Speech by Schaefer Cox. If you search for that, you'll be able to find it. And if you listen to Schaefer Cox give that speech, you'll hear the heart of this man. And keep in mind, we have 2.3 million prisoners in America, and they decided to put this man, this particular man, in a CMU prison. There's only 80 prisoners, 80, 80. Out of 2.3 million prisoners, they put him in a prison that is only capable of holding 80, 40 in Terre Haute, Indiana, and 40 in Marion, Illinois. Schaefer's been to both, because they are scared to death of his inspirational message, and he would have had a political future in this country like you would not believe, and they had to shut him up.
There's so much exculpatory evidence and Brady violations in that case, it's not even funny. You know, just finishing what Chris Ann Hall, she was talking about conspiracy, and she said that's left to those who are just looking for a win. These government attorneys have crossed the line from being prosecutors to persecutors. They've risen to the level of tyrants. Conspiracy charges proves Their only concern was to get a guilty verdict on anything possible just to prove a point and deprive these people of their liberty, end quote, from Chris Anhall at Liberty First University.
Amen. You know, another thing that Chris Anhall said that they did in the Schaefer-Cox case, and she wasn't even referring to his case, is they bring in these judges that are already retired. They're very old, and in Schaefer's case, the judge could barely hear, and he had to have a hearing aid, so the prosecution would say things that were picked up by the audio in the courtroom, but the judge couldn't hear it.
Plus, he couldn't be impeached either.
Right. When they're old like that and they are not facing their whole careers ahead of them, they're not afraid if they get called for impeachment. And so that's a tactic that they use, and many times they bring in these judges out of retirement who simply are not concerned whether you impeach them or not for their bad behavior.
You know, the trial's going on down in Oregon right now for the Lavoie Finicum trial and the murder and execution of Lavoie Finicum down there. And they've also got a 90-year-old judge sitting on that bench. Can you believe that?
It's a very common tactic. We see the enemy, we know the nature of the enemy, and it's the same. They use the same tactics over and over again. They hardly have any imagination. But, you know, many times we hear people, they seem to shirk away, or they have some sort of feeling of, you know, when you're going up against the state, that they feel overwhelmed. But wasn't it Joshua and Caleb that when they were told to go spy out the land, everybody else came back with a bad report and say, there are giants in the land. We look like grasshoppers. But Joshua and Caleb came back with a good report. They were not, you know, afraid. And the Bible tells us over and over again, do not be afraid. We have to know who the Lord is. Joshua 1:9 says, have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. The Lord commands us to stand up for our brothers and sisters unjustly incarcerated and not to be concerned about going up against the unbeatable state. We know who our Father is, and one plus God is a majority. But to go back to Schaefer-Cox, you cannot really know the full story of Schaefer-Cox without understanding the false conviction and false verdict they received on, or they maintained, or they obtained with Senator Ted Stevens. And if they can do this to a United States senator and get a false conviction on him, they can certainly do it to the son of a Baptist minister, Schaefer-Cox, and they can do it to you, and they can do it to me, and that's what they did. There's a book written called Not Guilty, The Unlawful Prosecution of United States Senator Ted Stevens, that talks about how Joseph Bottini was the lead prosecutor and all the shenanigan, illegal, unethical things he did during that trial.
That's written by Sidney Powell, right?
No. That's written by Rob Carey.
Oh.
But Aaron is absolutely right. There's another book called License to Lie, Exposing Corruption in the Department of Justice, written by Sidney Powell. I have read both books, and both books are worth your time. They show the illegal activities within the Department of Justice and how they collude with the FBI to get a false conviction. It's basically become a conviction factory. They link information to the media to demonize their target, and that's exactly what they did with Schaefer-Cox. It's exactly what they did with Senator Ted Stevens. Of course, Senator Ted Stevens mysteriously dies in a plane crash a few months after they exposed what was going on in his case, and they actually, the judge reprimanded the DOJ prosecutors, and Senator Ted Stevens' conviction was overturned. The reason that's important for Schaefer is it's the same prosecutors. Now, we've got a problem here with these prosecutors and law enforcement officials in general and FBI special agents acting with sovereign immunity. They get away with all kinds of hell. They can murder us. They can lie to us. They can set us up. They can threaten Schaefer's life. One FBI informant threatened to slit Schaefer's throat and bleed him out at his feet.
And that's on the record in the court documents, yep, in the transcript.
But yet we have Schaefer saying he's going to pull a Gandhi, not a Rambo. And so Schaefer, I just can't say enough wonderful things about this man and the fact they had to put him in a secret communications management unit prison to silence him should tell you volumes about how much they're concerned about simply his voice from getting out. I also need to tell you guys, they banned my wife and I after speaking to Schaefer hundreds of times, exchanging letters and emails, and we even had a few phone calls with him. The warden, who I consider an evildoer, banned my wife and I from communicating with Schaefer. But that's how scared they are of his voice. But I want to move on in the nature of time and talk about Yori Von Call and Scott Fall. Yori Von Call is the son of Gordon Call. And if you haven't watched the video or the documentary, it is on YouTube now. It's called Death and Taxes, the story of Gordon Call. It's I didn't put it on YouTube. There's other places you can watch it, but I'm telling you, it's worth your time. This is a piece of American history just as important as the Oklahoma City bombing, just as important as Ruby Ridge, just as important as the 9/11 Twin Towers. If you don't know who Gordon Call is and what happened on February the 13th of 1983 and how the FBI and U.S. Marshals came together against this man who was speaking his conscience against the IRS and how they murdered him, then you're missing. You know, I'm told, and whether it's true or not, I've heard this on a news report, and so I haven't been able to confirm it, but I've heard that in the back of Timothy McVeigh's automobile, when they pulled him over, that he had a copy of this video. The Southern Poverty Law Center has written extensively about Gordon Call and trying to demonize him. But what I want you guys to remember is that Yuri Von Call, who is the son of Gordon Call, has spent the last 35 years in prison and never received a fair trial. He never shot anybody. The same goes for Scott Fall. Both of those men, my wife and I communicate with regularly, and we believe they are God-fearing men who have a strong relationship with the Lord, and we call them brothers in Christ. A matter of fact, when it comes to Yuri Von Call, he's put out, I think, a 27-page document called Codename Marmers. And you can find this document on Year of Jubilee. Go look for M-A-R-M-U-R-S. And Yuri Von Call wrote the story of his life and how he wound up in prison and how he never received a fair trial. The best friend of the judge was one of the law enforcement officials that got shot that day. And they made a sacrifice out of Yuri Von Call because he was the son of Gordon Call. 35 years in prison, folks. He should have been out a long, long time ago. Scott Fall has put out a 9-question survey, and we put that on our website as well. And he also has spent 35 years in prison as an innocent man, never shot anybody. And he's asking us to fill out that survey. It's on SurveyMonkey. I took it from a letter that he wrote me from prison, and I put it up on SurveyMonkey.com. There's a link on the website. And we're simply asking that you read the survey and answer the questions honestly. If you want to have a little bit of context, then please watch the video "Death and Taxes: The Story of Gordon Call." It's up on YouTube now, but I don't know how much longer it will be on YouTube. But wherever you can find it, we do recommend you watch that documentary. It is an incredibly important piece of American history. It was all over the news. Phil Donahue was talking about it at the time, and it was just an absolutely game changer when it came to how the FBI and the U.S. Marshals treat people who stand up against the IRS and the establishment. And also, there's been books written about this and articles on, matter of fact, we interviewed a man by the name of Pat Shannon. And if you don't know who Pat Shannon is, he's from the same genre as Jack McLam, Officer Jack McLam. We're going to continue these stories when we get back, and we're not going to be quiet. We're going to make noise and shine light for the unjustly incarcerated and give glory to God. We'll be right back after the break.
The true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high-fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great-tasting and easy-to-fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Daigle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Guest host Rudy and Aaron Davis. That's the Year of Jubilee Prison Ministry in Dallas, Texas. And we're just running through these prisoners at breakneck speed. We've got 40 minutes left to cover a lot of prisoners. And yes, it's DallasForSaferWater.com to find out what we're doing here to fight fluoride with Regina and Persia.
Amen, amen. You know, this topic of organization, my wife and I went out with some good friends of mine that I had worked with for years, and they were Chinese, and he was from China. And he said the number one thing the Chinese government fears from the Chinese people is organization. And the government does not want us to organize. That's why they infiltrate every militia across this country. That's why they suppress our speech and on YouTube and Facebook and social media. They don't want liberty-minded individuals to organize. And we also have a hard time organizing even amongst each other because we're too busy fighting each other than focusing.
Especially liberty lovers. It's like herding cats. It's almost impossible. But try, you know. We have to be the watchman on the wall. And that reminds me of that pastor who went over to China. He worked for 25 years, and I heard that he didn't find one salvation over there. But
one.
He found one, right. And now that one has created the largest Christian ministry
in the world.
Mm-hmm. Can you believe it? So just one. You just never know. You throw your seeds around and God will make them grow.
You know, our pastor, Pastor Stefan Broden, says prayer is the nerve that moves the muscle in the arm of God. And we're called to be obedient and faithful unto death, regardless of the circumstances. So we praise him in the good times and we praise him in the bad. But getting back to our political prisoners, We were mentioning Yori Von Call and Scott Fall. Both men have spent 35 years in prison, never received a fair day in trial. You can read about them at anyworldreport.com, I-N-I, world, W-O-R-L-D, report.com. Pat Shannon and us did a two-hour discussion on the Gordon Call situation. And, again, if you haven't, if you're not aware, go look up and research Gordon Call. My recommendation is to watch a video called Death and Taxes. There's also another video called Altered Lives about how the lives of Scott Fall and Yori Von Call have been affected and their families. The next prisoner I want to move on to, Aaron, is David Hinkson. And, my. I'm not naive enough to think that the prisoners that we're going to cover in this short time that we have together today are the only ones, but these are the ones that the Lord has wakened us up to. You might have your own story of judicial injustice about how you specifically or a family member have been unjustly incarcerated.
David Hinkson is definitely a political prisoner, and he's the most provably innocent one. He had his own radio talk show, and I believe he talked to Joyce Riley at one time. He was also interviewing Lou Epton, I think.
He was co-host with Lou Epton.
Co-host, wow, yeah. And he has solutions, and Joyce loves solutions, you know, and he had solutions for cancer and energy and medical, you know, with the simplest solutions, he could have changed the world. But no, they targeted him.
That's right. You know, David Hinkson has two main aspects to his life that I usually bring up whenever the topic of David Hinkson comes up. One of them is, as my wife said, I believe he is America's most provably innocent political prisoner. The man who testified against him during his trial is Elvin Joe Swisher. Now, Elvin Joe Swisher is a pathological liar. We have an affidavit from his own daughter that he molested his own daughter. He went around wearing fake Purple Heart pendants. I want you guys to imagine you're sitting on the jury and the prosecution introduces a combat war hero and he marches up to the witness stand wearing a fake Purple Heart pendant. He has a fake DD-214 about how he's seen active combat in the Korean War, and the jury thought this man's testimony was beyond reproach. Well, they found out that Elvin Joe Swisher was not a combat war hero and that he did not have a Purple Heart and that everything he said was a lie. And Megyn Kelly with Fox News did a piece on Elvin Joe Swisher about how this man garnered over $300,000 of Veterans Administration benefits that he did not earn. And is there any other evidence on why David Hinkson is sitting in prison? No. There's no recordings. There's no corroborating evidence. You have the only thing the prosecution has against David Hinkson is the lying testimony of Elvin Joe Swisher, who wanted 50% of David Hinkson's business at the time. It was WaterOz.com. And go ahead, Aaron.
Just think about it. If somebody doesn't like you, they can go up on the stand and lie, and that's a conspiracy. And he got 45 years for that.
Even the Bible says you have to have two witnesses. So David Hinkson went to ADX Supermax in Florence, Colorado, one of the most harshest prisons that you can imagine. There's a 374-page book written about David Hinkson by his father. His father painted his picture on his RV and drove all over the country. David Hinkson is an innocent man. We're going to cover more about him when we get back, and others. Don't forget our brothers in bonds. The Bible commands it. God bless you guys. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
You USA Radio News.
Today at the White House, President Trump met with the president of the EU to discuss a fairer trade deal. Now, after that meeting, the president addressed the media.
We agreed today, first of all, to work together towards zero tariffs, zero non-tariff barriers, and zero subsidies on non-auto industrial goods. Thank you. We will also work to reduce barriers and increase trade in services, chemicals, pharmaceuticals, medical products, as well as soybeans. Soybeans is a big deal. And the European Union is going to start almost immediately to buy a lot of soybeans. They're a tremendous market. Buy a lot of soybeans from our farmers.
Also today in Washington, President Trump said he would not host Russian President Vladimir Putin in Washington until 2019. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay.
Hey!
So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach?
Hey!
Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people.
Hey!
Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Back to the Power Hour. Today, guest hosts Aaron and Ruth Davis, your Jubilee Prison Ministry in Texas. I want to tell everybody, last week we had a pardon from the President Donald Trump, and he pardoned the Hammonds out in Oregon, two ranchers.
That was a wonderful thing to see.
There was joy all across the land. Then we had the case of Todd Engel. He went for sentencing, and he got 14 years. And if you want to check out an injustice, you should look into the Todd Engel case.
One of the things I would like to bring to your attention regarding the pardoning of the Hammonds is, why did the president have to do that at all? Why do we have to petition the president for commutation of sentences or pardons at all? the reason that he had to pardon the Hammonds is the underlying root cause is the system is broken. Our criminal justice system is absolutely broken.
It's completely gone off the rails.
They operate with sovereign immunity. The judges never get held accountable for their wickedness. And
they get promoted. That's the problem. They get promoted when they get convictions. That's not justice.
No, you're absolutely right, Aaron. When Lon Hariucci shot Vicki Weaver all of 105 pounds soaking wet as she was holding a baby in her hands, they promoted Lon Hariucci, and he was also a sniper at Waco and able to shoot at people when they were running out of a burning building. When you're able to have the ability to lie, cheat, steal, and kill, you get promoted within the FBI and the Department of Justice. The Bible says in Psalms 5:5, the foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity.
Yeah, please look that up and notice the letter S on the word workers of iniquity.
Yeah, it doesn't say works. It doesn't say works. It says workers. But having said that, we believe the King James Bible is the perfect word of God. We don't change the words. But let's go back to David Hinkson. I mentioned a 374-page book that was written by his father that talks about his innocence. And the name of the book is called Cesspool of Judicial Corruption. You can download and read that book on our website.
Or you can look at the video on YouTube, right?
That's right. There is a video that was put together as well where it goes through and interviews his father and goes through the case of David Hinkson. And it will absolutely, and I've used this phrase before, but it's an important phrase, shock your conscience that this man, David Hinkson, is America's most provably innocent political prisoner. We also interviewed his father recently for 2 hours on another program, and we went into all the details of the case of David Hinkson. And I did mention how Elvin Joe Swisher is the only reason that David Hinkson is in prison today. Did other people testify at his trial? Yes, that's true. Other people did testify. But the only damning testimony about conspiracy to murder, you're hearing that phrase again, conspiracy to murder, comes from Elvin Joe Swisher and his lying testimony. And he was put up before the jury as unimpeachable testimony because he was a combat war hero. But that was a lie. He never was in combat in the Korean War. Matter of fact, one of the juror members of David Hinkson's trial signed an affidavit and said, had I known that he did not earn a Purple Heart, had I known that it was a fake DD-214, had I known that he was not a combat war hero, I would have never voted guilty against David Hinkson. And so that's the kind of justice we're receiving in our court systems today.
Yeah, David Hinkson had a passport stamped for the date he was in Russia, I believe, while this conspiracy apparently went on. But, of course, that was exculpatory evidence that was not allowed. And then he went to the Ninth Circuit, and he won his case, and he should have been released. But they made a new statute or law, whatever you want to call that legalese junk, and it was called the Hinkson
Standard.
Standard. And then they sent him back. They wouldn't let him out. And he's got copper water at copperwateroz.com that cures all kinds of, well, I shouldn't say cure. Sorry, FDA. Hey, did you hear that on the moon or in the space shuttles, they're allowed to use colloidal silver because it's not FDA jurisdiction?
Oh, they can use colloidal silver on the space station because the FDA doesn't have jurisdiction. That's incredible. Well, I did talk earlier about there's two main aspects to the topic of David Hinkson whenever his name comes up. One aspect is he's America's most provably innocent political prisoner. The other aspect is I believe he is the Nikola Tesla of our day. He was born 100 years after Nikola Tesla, and he has inventions, his copper water at wateroz.com. I have spoken to people firsthand that how it has benefited their cancerous situations. We've also spoken to people that were getting sick, and they drank David Hinkson's copper water, and they got well within 2 hours, and I'm starting to see a pattern. Now, I'm not a doctor. I don't claim to be, but I just report the things that I see in my experience. And David Hinkson's business was incredibly successful before they threw him in prison. And if you want to check it out, I suggest you do so. Go to wateroz.com and you can order some if you so feel led. That's up to you. The other thing I wanted to share with you is he claims to have built an Ayn Rand Galt motor. Galt, and his the motor that he says he has built is geometrically amplified lateral toroid. And if you've read the book Atlas Shrugged, you'll know all about that. But I believe this man is blessed with an incredible mind. I believe he has incredible inventions, and they needed to shut him up. And that's why they sent him to ADX Supermax, even though he's never had a history of any violence whatsoever. So I pray that you guys do check out the story of David Hinkson. Read the book, watch the video, and go to our website, and you can learn about his case. We love him. We care about him deeply as a brother in the Lord. He does profess Jesus Christ. He is a Christian, even though he was raised Mormon, and he does profess the Christian faith today. The next man we would like to move on to, unless, Aaron, you have anything you'd like to add at this point in time while we're in between prisoners?
Are you noticing a pattern here? These are the best and brightest across our country that would have made a big difference. Kent Hovind was one of them. And if you ask me, Schaefer Cox is like a young Kent Hovind. These are Brady violations and exculpatory evidence. And these prosecutors are not getting in trouble for excluding exculpatory evidence.
They don't only not get in trouble, but as you reminded me, Aaron, they get promoted. And this is all documented in several books that we've identified on the website. The next person I want to bring to your attention is Jeffrey Winehouse. In his local community, he was known as the Bulletin Man. You can remember him now because he was known as the Bulletin Man, and he had bullet in man. Sergeant Henry Folsom told him a lie, and it was along with Scott Mertens. They were Missouri Highway Patrolmen, and they confiscated Jeffrey's computers because they didn't like some of the articles and exposés that he was coming out with. And he had been doing this for years. He was a journalist in his community, and he was standing up against corruption and talking about how the courthouses were unfair, which is exactly the same thing we're doing as well. You got that, babe? We have a little bit of a technical difficulty, but we'll get through that. But anyway, in regards to Jeffrey Winehouse, Sergeant Henry Folsom put four bullets in Jeffrey's body that day. Two bullets bounced off his head. These are 40 caliber hollow point bullets that were bouncing off of Jeffrey's head. And two bullets went through his chest. By all rights, anybody else should have died that day. The guy who shot him, Sergeant Henry Folsom, stated that when they carried his body to the ambulance, that it was an eerie sight when Jeffrey sat up on the gurney. There's a website called FreeJeffNow.com. Jeffrey Winehouse is an incredibly strong, faithful brother in the Lord. He loves that King James Bible. He used to give sermons from prison every day. Every day he would call us in the morning. I would answer the phone and ask Jeff how he's doing. He would say, fine. I'd put a recorder by the phone, and he would give a 10 to 15 minute sermon from the Bible, and we would put those sermons out on YouTube. That went on for a few months.
He was also a political prisoner because he was the exposing government corruption, which is what I have a passion for, these prisoners that are getting put away for that. And he ran for political office both as coroner and sheriff.
You know, if there's any doubt, because the argument is that Jeffrey pulled his gun. That's what the Missouri Highway Patrol says. But I would ask you to look at the video. It's called The Government Hit on Jeffrey Winehouse. Look at the video that was taped from his secret watch camera. Ask yourself if he had time to pull his gun from his retention holder. There's an eyewitness testimony by Marty Leach, who has no dog in the fight. Marty Leach doesn't have any reason to lie one way or the other. He'd never met Jeffrey Winehouse before. And Marty Leach gives vociferous testimony that Jeffrey Winehouse did not have a gun in his hand when he was shot, two bullets in the head and two bullets in the chest. Even the two FBI agents who were at the scene, it's a miracle they did not lie. In their depositions by Maru Shack, FBI agent Maru Shack and Cunningham, they said they did not see Jeffrey Winehouse even had a gun or one in his hand. And yet the Missouri Highway Patrol was allowed to lie and basically they put a false testimony and a false conviction. And now Jeffrey Winehouse is sitting in prison for 30 years.
You know, it's a real miracle in that case that he lived, first of all. And the other miracle is that this secret recording watch is on YouTube on many, many channels, and you can watch it for yourself. It was something like 13 seconds before they executed him, and that's what the eyewitness said. He was executed.
That's right. The eyewitness who saw the thing, and use that in addition with the video that's recorded on Jeffrey's wristwatch, said that he was shot with no gun in his hands. He was set up. He was murdered. And he said that nobody should be treated like that in America, no matter what their political beliefs. And so,
did you mention that he had a shock collar on him in his own trial?
I forgot to mention that, Aaron. If you'll believe it. Now, like I said at the beginning of the program today, we're going to say some outlandish things. We're going to talk about secret CMU prisons. But
if
they put
you
a
or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
To the Power Hour, and we're on the home stretch here with 11 minutes to go, and we want to let you know that we have solutions.
Amen, amen. The Bible says in Ephesians 6, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places."
Amen.
Amen, amen. Luke 8:17 says, "For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad."
That's right. There'll be no secrets.
These evildoers who think they're getting away with incarcerating, unjustly incarcerating our brothers and sisters in Christ, the only thing we need to do is come together. You know, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. If we come together and glorify the Lord, and it says, if Christ be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. If we come together in the spirit of righteousness and liberty and glorify God, I believe we can make an impact in our community. When we look at how our society is organized, we all know in our gut that something is terribly wrong. We've gone through at breakneck speed some of these cases, and I'm going to go through just a little bit more. But then I want to talk with you guys about solutions, about what Aaron has brought up, because it doesn't do any good to educate people that, you know, we've got a lot of innocent people in prison that have, you know, lives have been wrecked and wreaked havoc and, you know, separated from families and just absolute incarcerated in a 7x9 concrete cell if we don't talk about solutions. But I was talking about Jeffrey Winehouse before the break. I encourage you to go to his website, freejeffnow.com, watch the video. The government hit on Jeffrey Winehouse. Listen to the testimony of Marty Leach. Don't forget that when he was at trial, what my wife said about they put a shock collar on him. I said I was going to tell you guys some outlandish stuff. Don't believe me just because I said it. Go research it. Go check out to see if they put a shock collar on him, because they did. Matter of fact, Jeffrey's lawyer, Warren Markowitz, is using that fact to try to get Jeffrey out of prison. By the way, Warren Markowitz is also the same lawyer for Todd Engel, who my wife mentioned earlier has got 14 years in prison for supporting the Bundys. That was a kick in the gut when we heard that. It's not right what they're doing to Todd Engel. It's not right what they're doing to people all across this country. Some other names that I want to bring up during the time that we have, and then I want to talk a little bit about solutions, is I want to mention the name Charles Dyer. We interviewed his mother for 2 hours on Republic Broadcasting Network, and we talked about the details of his case, and I can tell you that his mother said if Charles Dyer was guilty, she would have cut him off long ago. The fact of the matter is that Charles Dyer is the victim of a viciously vindictive, pill-popping, adulterous Jezebel wife, and they were both in the middle of a savage custody battle.
That's right. He's another political prisoner in our country who helped start the Oath Keepers. He was also the original YouTuber with the Truth Movement. And I think a lot of people who started watching YouTube 10 years ago will remember him when they watch his YouTubes.
He's also known as July 4th Patriot, and he was set up on some heinous charges. My father was a Marine and my brother was a Marine. I was never in the military, but I heard all my life growing up that never leave a man on the battlefield, all for one and one for all, Semper Fi, and how the military brotherhood stick together. But I'm telling you that there are some folks who know that Charles Dyer is absolutely innocent. We know that they coached the daughter from pornographic images on the computer. And I would ask you to look into the case of Charles Dyer and don't just believe what you read from the Southern Poverty Law Center. This man is innocent, and he was railroaded. It took them three trials to convict this Marine. This Marine said that he would have rather died honorably on the battlefield in Iraq than to go through what he's gone through. It's the Bible commands us not to forget our brothers in bonds.
Yeah, I've heard from a lot of veterans, and they say that they would rather be living under a bridge. They've also told me that it was worse in prison than it was in Vietnam. And they say leave no man behind, but we've got Gary Northington, David Hinkson, Richard Taus, Jerry DeLumis, don't forget about him, John Ritzheimer, Clint Lawrence, Charles Dyer, and these are just a few of the brothers in bonds that we have that served our country very nobly.
The documents that I want to bring to your attention on Charles Dyer before we move on to Russell Landers is Operation Floodlight. Please take the time to read that document. It's available on our website, yearofjubilee.com, with one E, just like it is spelled in the King James Bible. There's also four pro se federal appeal documents that Charles put together for his appeal. This man is worthy of our time and consideration. He fought for this country honorably in the Marines. He was standing up for liberty. Some of the most inspirational and charismatic speeches for liberty that I've ever heard, ever, comes out of the mouth of Charles Dyer. I want to also remind you of the Montana Freeman. There's books written on the Montana Freeman, and there's interviews that have been done with Dan Peterson, who is now out of prison after 20-some-odd years. But Russell Landers is still in prison after 22 years. I believe the Montana Freemen were the Bundys before the Bundys. I mentioned anyworldreport.com, iniworldreport.com. Pat Shannon has written books on the Montana Freemen. OneFreemansWar.com, OneFreemansWar.com is another book that was written by Mark Emery that highlights the case of the Montana Freemen. But they were messing and walking on holy ground when it comes to the devil. The devil's holy ground is the Federal Reserve, the fact that they have control of the world money supply, and they can fund and manipulate human behavior on a massive scale with their fake money. So the Montana Freemen were walking on that sacred ground, and the devil hated what they were doing, and Russell Landers is still sitting in prison today. He does not have any victim, and they hate Russell Landers. If it was up to them, Russell Landers will never get out of prison. But we love Russell Landers. I can tell you over 60 letters that we've received from Russell Landers. One of them is his life story, his life outline, which you can also download from the website. But I can tell you that from the letters that we read from Russell Landers, he has a strong relationship with the Lord, and he has an incredible testimony, and we need him on the outside. My wife mentioned Richard Taus. He was also charged with some very heinous crimes. He worked for the FBI, I think, for over a decade. He flew a Chinook helicopter in the Vietnam War. If you read his book, To Be a Hero, Stolen Honor, Inside the FBI, CIA, and the Mob, Richard Taus was trying to expose the CIA drug running and what was happening with Air America running drugs, not only to our troops in Vietnam, but also inside of America. And it'll absolutely blow your mind, the book that this man wrote. And I believe that many of the people that were supporting Richard Taus in the beginning have either died because he's been in prison so long. But we need not to forget him. I have recently read his books, and I have come to the belief that Richard Taus is innocent, and he was targeted because he was an FBI whistleblower. And we need to remember whistleblowers all throughout this country. I'm also going to mention a couple of other names, Gary Michael Northington. Well, we're coming up on a break, and I guess that's the end of the show. Go visit our website, learn about these men, and God bless you guys. Thank you for the time today. Remember our brothers in bondage.
Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
GCN is hiring information technologists with Linux backgrounds, Cisco routing, database management, web development, with cross-platform flexibility. If you ever wanted to be involved in an exciting career in radio and love developing new delivery platforms, join the fastest-growing network, GCN. Inquire at careers@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.